Blog Talk Radio.
You know it all night. Yes, it is.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us today. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the combination of rhythm and religion is the most unique. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythms and their African chants. It was work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music, then blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we hear today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, a people who are still trying to reach and be the people that God would have them to be. We know that we cannot tell the gospel music story in 1 hour or even in a melody of songs. But each Monday at 12 noon, we come to bring you the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There, you will find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means that you can go back to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. You can also leave your comments in the comments section, or if you'd like to contact us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. There is also a call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to me directly in the studio. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for today. But first, let's listen to this. That was the voices of the male chorus. Thank you. Good evening. It is the male chorus that we are talking about today, the male chorus. That was the sound of the First Baptist Church of Washington, D.C., male chorus. Glad to be in the service one more time. Our subject tonight is the male chorus. It is a very unique sound that is heard in the African-American church. I've often said that there are two distinct sounds other than the mass choir, and that is the children's choir and the male chorus. The male chorus has always been a place for men to fellowship and come together in unity and praising God. It is one of the first auxiliaries that men join when they come into the church. The male chorus has a resounding sound. There's something about the tenor, the baritone, and the bass when they come together and they form that sound that resonates throughout the house of God. And so today, we're going to be talking about and listening to male choruses from around the country. Now, we're going to listen to a few of them. First, as you just heard, the First Baptist Church of Washington, D.C., we're going to hear a few selections from the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Cincinnati, Ohio, and then we're going to listen to some others and then come back and we're going to talk about the Brotherhood Chorale. But we're going to be talking about the male chorus on this particular program today. It is a wonderful sound that can only be heard in the African-American church, and you'll only hear it here, right here at Blog Talk Radio, Gospel Go. God bless you. We hope you will enjoy our program for today.
Praise the Lord.
It will be all right.
The New Jerusalem Baptist Church, Male Chorus, Cincinnati, Ohio. We're talking about the Male Chorus today. We're listening to music from the Male Chorus. Many of you may have been members of a Male Chorus, and it's a very spiritual organization for men to come together and praise the Lord. It adds depth to the worship service to have men of God stand together and praise Him in song. You don't have to necessarily be a great singer or a someone who can carry a tune per se, but you want to be someone who is willing and committed to do the work of the Male Chorus. Many a Male Chorus have supported their churches over the years, and they also have supported their pastors over the years. Who can forget the great Male Choruses of the past? Remember the Fisk Jubilee Singers. We talk about the Wings Over Jordan. We talk about those groups that started so very early back in the 30s, in the early 30s. These groups were prominent in the sound of the African-American church. And when we hear the male choruses singing, it's always one of the most popular Sundays for church. People want to come and they hear that sound that men produce in the house of God. So we're dealing and we're talking and listening to more than talking. I am not a professional DJ by any means, but I wanted to come and bring to you this great sound of the African American church. Let's listen to this. Call-in number, again, is area code 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. Later on, churches begin to grow, and they begin to add instrumentation, and they begin to have voice training and rehearsals and more in-depth study of the male chorus and the music of the male chorus. We're going to examine some of that at this time. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're still talking about that very unique sound in the African-American church, the male chorus. I want to bring to the forefront the Brotherhood Chorale of the Apostolic Church of God of Chicago, Illinois. The Brotherhood Chorale is a 180-member male choral group led by conductor Brian C. Rice. They have performed with electrifying programs all over the country with a wide repertoire offering traditional, contemporary jazz, and gospel arrangements. They have an annual performance every year in Chicago. It's inspiring the tribute of Dr. Martin Luther King. The Brotherhood Chorale was built an impressive repertoire and has grown to approximately 180 members. In addition to performing every fourth Sunday for service, the choir sings outside the church and has been featured in the South Shore Cultural Center and the Chicago Civic Orchestra, among others. In 1931, Elder Walter M. Clemens felt the call from God to start a new church, so he rented space on the third floor within a building at 8 West 57th Street. And on Sunday, January 17, 1932, the Apostolic Church of God opened its doors. For the next 20 years, the church, under the leadership of Elder Clemens, continued to grow until it was required to find a larger home. In 1952, the Apostolic Church of God relocated to 6344 South Kimbach Avenue. Elder Clemens continued to lead the small yet growing congregation until April of 1959, when the Lord called him home. The church began with a small group in 1932, but today the church community is well over 20,000 members strong, and the pastor is Dr. Brian T. Blazer. We're going to listen to a few songs from this great male chorus, the Brotherhood Chorale of the Apostolic Church of God, Chicago, Illinois.
When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through dangers, heartaches, and troublings, I thank the Lord. But then the Lord, He spared my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now I can say that I'm still here, and it's by the grace of God. When I look back, the Lord brought me through, been through sickness, trials, and suffering. I thank you, Lord. He blessed me still. I could have lost the faith, and I could have fell, I could have fell from His grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now I can say that I'm still here, and it's by the grace of God. There's no goodness of my own, no. All of His favor, all of His favor shown, no. Thank you, Father. Oh!
the grace of God. Let's give God a hand praise. You are still here. You are still here. And it's just by the grace. Brothers, one more time. One more time. Come on now, come on, one more time. It's all by the grace of God. I feel the Lord in this place.
We're coming up on the month of July, which is the midway point to Gospel Go. As you know, we do end our program around Christmas time, and we would like for you to go back to our Facebook page and look over some of the programs that we have produced this year. We did a program for Juneteenth. We also did a program for Black History Month. And if you see those programs that say Black History Speak, listen to those programs. You'll be glad that you did very good information about people who are doing great things in the African-American community. We're going to continue to listen to some great gospel music. Just going to go back to the Brotherhood. And we're going to listen to another song of them. And I think it's called You Covered Me.
Bye.
We hope that you have enjoyed our program today. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters and listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign, the words Gospel Gold, and the number 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us, our email address is gospelgold@songwriter.net. So until we see you next week, God bless you is our desire.
Hallelujah. When it seems like I can't make it, when it seems like times are hard, when it seems my heart is breaking, oh, when the storm is over, I'll be standing, standing. When the storm is over, I'll be standing. Will you help me say?
When it seems like my way.